आज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
रसना कसन भजो तू हरि पद, रसना कसन भजो तू हरि पद, सुमिरत क्यों अलसाती, सुमिरत क्यों अलसाती।
सहनावतु सहनो भुनक्तु सहवीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः, गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरम्। शङ्करं शङ्कराचार्यं केशवं बादरायणं सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वन्दे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः। सर्ववेदान्तसिद्धान्त गोचरं तमगोचरं गोविन्दं परमानन्दं सद्गुरुं प्रणतोऽस्म्यहम्।
We were discussing prarabdha of Jivan Mukta. See, Sanchit, prarabdha, agami for Ajnani, we understand very well. It is clearly seen. But when we come to a Jivan Mukta, we understand that Sanchit and agami are destroyed. Why destroyed? Because he has become Brahman. And there is no ego now, no ahankar, no kartitva, no doership. Therefore, in respect of all the actions which were done in the past, which are not fructified, all are destroyed, number one. And all the agami karma, he will be acting as a non-doer, as a akarta. So he will not also get bound by the karma. So out of three, Sanchit and Agami, they are all destroyed or they will not bind or give any fruit to a Jivan Mukta. What about the Prarabdha? So as regards the Prarabdha, we started with this thing, once an effect is seen, there must be a cause. When an effect is seen, there must be a cause. If Thakur Ramakrishna is suffering from cancer, or if a Mahatma is suffering with a heart attack, or if he is suffering with any other ailment, or he is wearing silken robe and sitting on this golden chair, golden throne, then the reason is that he must have done some karma in the past. That we have to understand very clearly. If the effect is seen, there must be a cause. And what is the cause? Past karma. This much is guaranteed. But Sanchit and Agami, they are destroyed. But the Prarabdha Karma, what is this Prarabdha Karma? Prakarsana Arabdha. Out of the Sanchit Karma we have done in the past, some of them have fructified. And for that, we got this body. And after some time, we get realization. But immediately after realization, the body will not drop. Body stays. It has to enjoy and suffer. Very simple, I'm telling you. If you go and do the Vedanta course, now it is available only if you are unmarried and a particular age, less than 30 or 32. For 2 years, if you go and stay there, you get the knowledge. It's a doubt-free knowledge. But that does not mean after the course you have done, you will not suffer or enjoy your past karma. You have to enjoy. It is seen. In verse number 455, it is said, Upadhi tadatna vihin kevalam brahmatmana mahatmani tishvato muni. This muni, this realized person, he is abiding in his own self that he is Brahman, and upadhi tadatma vihin, and there is no tadatma, no identification with his upadhi. Upadhi means conditioning. Conditioning means gross body, subtle body, and causal body. No tadatma. Only tadatma is not there. Body is there. Tadatma is not there. Prarabdha sadbhava kathana yukta swapnartha sambandhan katha eva jagrata. When we come out from the swapna, when we come out from the dream and come to the jagrat avastha, then we don't give any reality or importance to dream. We don't give any reality. Same way, this realized person has come out from the jagrat avastha. Remember, many times I've explained you, this jagrat avastha is also dream number one. In dream number one, we go to dream number two and come out from dream number two to dream number one, and we say dream number two is false. This is our experience. But so long we are in the dream number two, we say this is real. This is real. It is happening to me. I am enjoying, I am suffering. Same way, this dream number one, which is jagrat avastha for all of us, and we are experiencing, we are thinking this is real. I am suffering, I am enjoying. But when you come out from this dream number one to God consciousness state, what will happen? From that platform, this dream number one is false. This dream number is false for that person. So how is he related and connected to that body? He is suffering, but inside he is okay. He is not attached. He is not identified with BMI. For him, this BMI is like a chaya, but as a shadow. If something happens to shadow, do we suffer? No, we don't suffer. Similarly, he considers it chayavata. In verse number 456, we saw, Nahi prabuddha pratibhasa dehe. One who has awakened from the dream, sapna de does not exist. Sapna de does not exist. And neither people revel in the objects of the dream world. Objects of the dream world or the dream world, they are of no value. No value. In other state, in dream number two, suppose you get, say, a lottery, you get $1 million. Will that $1 million of dream number two is available in dream number one? No. You purchase a lot of food in dream number two, it is full of, your fridge is full of all the sumptuous food. Now you are hungry in the jagrat avastha in dream number one. Will that dream number two food satisfy your hunger? No. Same way, one who is awakened, for him, whatever is available in dream number one is useless for him. It's not available. He is not experienced sukh and dukh for that. He is in the Turyaga state, he is in the fourth state, and this body of dream number one is also for him is a dream only. He didn't give much reality to it. So here we have seen the example of the dream and Jagrat Avastha, but similarly there are two states. One is the state of ignorance and another state of realization, Ajnana and Gyan. There are two states. So in ignorance state we see something else. After knowledge, vision change, you know. After knowledge, vision will change, body will not change. After knowledge, vision will change. What is the vision? Now there is no more ego, no kartitva, no action. Why no action? Because no doership. When doership is not there, then there is no binding of the action. No doership, no prarabdha. Nothing is there. Altogether different state. But Jivan Mukh's body will go through prarabdha. Jivan Mukh's body will go through prarabdha, but that is not real for him. Continuing the dream, Shankaracharya gives that dream example he explains further. Verse number 457.
Natasya mithyartha samarthanecha. Na sangrahastat jagatopi drishtah. Tatranuvritti yadi chen mrishathe. Na nidraya mukta iti shate dhruvam. Natasya mithyartha samarthanecha. Na sangrahastat jagatopi drishtah. Tatranuvrittiradichenmrishathe na nidraya mukta iti shate dhruvam.
Natasya mithyartha samarthenecha. Nor for him the wish to prove unreal dream as real. He will not try to prove this unreal dream as real. Or the objects of the world, they are real. He knows these are all unreal. He will not try to prove dream as real. We don't try. Do we try to prove dream number two as real in dream number one? No. We don't even try to prove that also. Na sangraha tata jagata api and na sangraha tata jagat tat jagat means of that dream state api drishta and we don't see maintaining the dream objects in the Jagrat Avastha. Suppose you got lot of medals, all golden, gold Olympic medals you won in dream number two. And you have come out to dream number one in the Jagrat Avastha. Will you make almirahs and maintain those medals? No. Sangraha na iccha tatra anuvritti yadi chet misarthe. If there is a vritti of maintaining those things, if there is a vritti, if there is a tendency to maintain whatever you have acquired in dream number two, when you have come out from dream number two, Nanidraya mukta iti shyate dhruvam. Dhruvam, it is definitely you have not come out from the dream. You have not come out from that dream number two. Although you say you are in dream number one, you are in the Jagrat Avastha, but you have not come out. Such person is declared to be not yet free from the dream. He is still dreaming, still ignorant. sometimes some people give reality to dream also. They ask, early morning I saw this, what is the meaning of this? Is it good for me or bad for me? People ask such questions. But such person, realized person, will not talk about the dream because he is disconnected with the dream and he has got no likes and dislikes of dream. Gurudev says, in the dream, to the dreamer, the dream experiences are vivid, true and real. So long we are in the dream, it looks like a real. Like in the Jagrat Avastha, which is dream number one, we think everything is real, all transactions are real. Everything is real. After waking up, the individual will not have any desire to maintain the dream world, to acquire the dream objects, and to protect the dream wealth. Having woken up, you are not ashamed to leave the dream. You do not strive to take up the dream again. On waking up, you realize the dream is false. In case you have any anxiety or excitement for the dream, then it is clear that you have not woken up from dream. If you have not woken up, the dream objects will hold no fascination for you. Similarly, on realization, the objects of our waking world have as much significance as the dream objects have for the waker. So for the Jivan Mukta, all those material things of the Jagrat Avastha have got no value. No value. He does not give any importance to them. Next.
Tadvat pare brahmani vartamanah.
Tadvat pare brahmani vartamanah.
Sadatmanatishthati nanna dikshate.
Sadatmanatishthati nanya dikshate.
Smritiryatha swapna vilokitarthe.
Smritiryatha swapna vilokitarthe.
Tatha vidha prashana mochanadau.
Tatha vidha prashana mochanadau.
Tadvat pare brahmani vartamanah. Sadatmanatishthati nanya dikshate. Smritiryatha swapna vilokitarthe. Tatha vidha prashana mochanadau.
Tadvat pare brahmani vartamana. Tadvat so to pare brahmani vartamana. Who is awakened to the Brahman. Sadatmanatishthati. He always remains in that true self. He always remains. One who is awakened to the Brahman, he always remains in that state. Na anyat ikshati. And he does not perceive anything else. Anything else. Now, when somebody comes out, when the realized person comes out of samadhi, his eyes are open. His all five jnanendriyas are working. His karmendriyas are also working. Mind is also working. Intellect is also working. But here he says, na anyat ikshate. He does not perceive anything. What does that mean? It means that he does not give reality to perceived thing. Does not give reality to perceived thing. We give importance. We give reality to each and everything. But he does not give reality. So how is he looking at the world? Na anyat pasyati. Na anyat pasyati. So what is he seeing? Again, come back to Drik Drishya Vivek. Asti bhanti priya he sees. Nam roop discarded. He is not giving reality to Nam roop. We are giving too much of reality to Nam roop. We are not able to see Asti Bhati Priya. One who is realized, he is able to see Asti Bhati Priya everywhere. Nanya tapasyati, he sees nothing else. There is no plurality there. Smriti yatha sapna bilokitarthe, just as one remembers having seen the objects in the dream. He remembers like we have seen the dream. You know, these are there, it's okay. तथा विदय prasanna mochanado tatha in that way vidha means the realized person prasanna mochanado pra prakarsena asan eating mochan means releasing ado means other activities sleeping seeing hearing all activities. So world is like memory, objects are not existing, it is in the form of thoughts only. As dream is a smriti, same way jagrat, it is not real for him. So whenever we are identified, then everything we think real, you know. Why he doesn't feel it real? Because he is not identified. Not identified with the BMI. That is the difference. He will perform all duty, but without giving much importance to it. Perception reaction will continue, but not very conscious of it. It is not very important for him. Difficult to understand that Jagrat is not real to him. For us, Jagrat is real. But to understand for the Jivan Mukta, Jagrat is not real, it is little bit difficult. It is little bit difficult. So how is he connected to the dream or memory thereof? Day-to-day activity will be carried out without ego. Without ego he will carry out everything. This way Jivan Mukta experiences is prarabdha. Gurudev says, the relationship of the individual who is living in the higher plane of consciousness with the world of object is similar to that of the waker with his dream world. In moments of realization, he sees nothing except consciousness. In my waking state, I do not see anything of the dream world. The dream world has rolled away and has dissolved into myself in another plane of consciousness, the waking. In case you possess memory of the dream, you remember it as non-existent and as of no consequence. That is, you remember things which were never actually there, but which were only imagined by you in your dream. Similarly, the man of realization goes through the world. His activities such as eating, breathing, sleeping, etc. take place even though he is not involved in them. The man of perfection goes through the activities of maintaining of the body exactly like going through his dream experience. Not giving reality, not giving importance to worldly things. So what about his brother? Is it there for him or not? Prarabdha is there for Jivan Mukta. It is for his body and not for his atma. Prarabdha is there for body, not for Atman. After realization, he becomes Brahman. Prarabdha is related to the body and not to Brahman. So from the standpoint of Brahman, no Prarabdha. From the standpoint of Jivan Mukta, who has become Brahman, who is Brahman, no Prarabdha. From his standpoint, from Jnani standpoint, no Prarabdha. From a Jnani standpoint, what is he seeing? He is not seeing Brahman. He is seeing Namrup. Namrup of who? Jivan Mukta. He sees the body of Jnani is suffering. He thinks Jnani is suffering. Ask Jnani, are you suffering? He will say, no, my body is suffering. How is your body? Chayabat. It's like a shadow. Are you identified? No, I am not identified. I am not identified with the body. Body is there. But I am not identified with the body. Next.
Karmana nirmito deha.
Karmana nirmito deha.
Prarabdham tasya kalpyatam. Prarabdham tasya kalpyatam.
Nana deratmano yuktam.
Naivatma karma nirmitaha.
Naivatma karma nirmitaha.
Karmana nirmito deha. Prarabdham tasya kalpyatam. नानादेरात्मनो युक्तम् नैवात्मा कर्म निर्मितः.
Karmana nirmitah deha. This body is created, produced by karma. Karma. We all know very well, whatever karma we do, it goes to the sanchit account of karma, and out of which some karma fructified at different point of time to experience those fruit of actions, we get body. And this body depends on our vasanas. According to our sanchit karma, according to our vasana, we get this body. And how we get this vasana? Because of our kamya karma, selfish action. Only cause of vasana is the selfish action, egocentric desires, selfish action. Prarabdham tasya kalpatam, and we accept prarabdha for the body. Prarabdha is given birth to this body. Therefore, prarabdha is related to body. In tattva-bodh also we have seen sthul sarir, sushma sarir. How is the sthul sarir made? Definition given there. Sthul sarir panchikrit pancha mahabhutai kritam sat karma janyam. Remember, sat karma janyam. Sat karma, that some existing karma are there for which you got this sthul body. I am not going into the whole definition of sthul. Again, come to the sukshma sarir. Definition starts with apanchikrita panchama bhutai kritam sat karma janyam. Again, subtle body is also made of sat karma. Our point to see is that it is the karma which is the cause of the gross body and subtle body. Which karma? Prarabdha karma, which has fructified. That is the cause. Na anade atmanaha yuktam, na anade, anade means beginningless. Atmana, how is this atman? Beginningless. Atman has got no birth, no death. Yuktam, it is not reasonable to say that atma is born because of karma. Na yuktam. Body is born because of karma, not atman. Naiva atma karma nirmita. And atma is never the result of earlier action. So what we have to understand, atman has got no prarabdha. Number one, body has got the prarabdha, atman has got no prarabdha. And prarabdha is for gross body, subtle body and causal body. Prarabdha is not for atman. There are two things, atman and anatman. In anatman, we are coming to the body. Body has got three parts. We have got three types of body. Gross body, subtle body and causal body. Prarabdha is not related to atman. Prarabdha is related to body. And upadhi is not for atman. Action is done by upadhi, not by atman. Atman is a karta. That we have already seen. So realize does not consider himself as body. For him, body is a dream. He does not accept prarabdha as my prarabdha. He considers it is my body's prarabdha. Try to understand his vision, his understanding. He considers it is body's prarabdha. Gurudev writes, a Ramakrishna suffers from cancer. A Christ suffers on his cross. One Acharya is claimed and proclaimed as the greatest and the noblest, and therefore he lives as a pontiff in the luxurious circumstances on a golden throne under silken umbrellas, while yet another master seems to live with nothing to clothe him and without assurance of his next supper. How is this explained? How is this explained? Shankar in this verse gives us the clue. He says the egocentric and the desire-prompted deliberate activities of the past leave behind their impression. It is only the selfish activity. Bar bar achhi tarah se samajh lo. Why we are increasing our capital of vasana? It is because of our kamya karma, selfish action. And prompted by these impressions, vasana, the individualized ego, seeks a conducive physical environment where it can live and fulfill its residual vasanas. Hence, he dons an appropriate body and manifests himself under the required environment. So as per vasana, we get the body. And we have all have got a good capital of vasanas, good enough for thousands and thousands of births. We all have. Mm-hmm. Thus the body stems forth from the actions of the past, and since the prarabdha is a resultant of the past action, it can be considered that the body is the product of prarabdha. Therefore prarabdha belongs to the body alone. It is the destiny of the body, gross, subtle and causal, that it should suffer or enjoy, that it should be in conducive environments or otherwise. When the teacher says that prarabdha is not for the man of realization, he means that there is no prarabdha for the self. There is no prarabdha for Brahman. As the self is not created by past action, there is no birth of self, no death of self. Therefore, self is not created by karma. The self was, is, and shall ever be. All action take place in the self, with the self, by the self, and for the self. Since the man of realization is one who has discovered his perfect identity with this supreme infinite self, to him indeed there cannot be any prarabdha. So there cannot be any prarabdha for atma. Prarabdha is for the body only. Okay. Why there is no prarabdha for atma? Shankaracharya says, next verse.
Ajo nitya shashvata iti.
Ajo nitya shashvata iti.
Brute shruti ramoghavak.
Brute shruti ramoghavak.
Tadatmana tishtatosya.
Tadatmana tishtatosya.
Kutah prarabdha kalpana.
Kutah prarabdha kalpana.
Ajo nitya shashvata iti. Brute shruti ramoghavak. Tadatmana tishtatosya. Kutah prarabdha kalpana.
Shankaracharya is quoting from Kathopanishad, and in Bhagavad Gita also we find the similar verse. Ajo nitya shasvata iti brute shruti. Shruti in the Ved, it is said, what? Ajo unborn, nitya eternal, shasvata undecaying, iti brute. Brute is said. And this is amogvak, infallible declaration. Infallible declaration. We all have to accept it. Whatever is said in Veda or in Bhagavad Gita, it is said that Atma is ajo, unborn. In Kathopanishad, it is said, na jayate mriyate va vipaschit, nayam kutaschit babuva kaschit, ajo nitya sasvato yam purano, na hanyate hanyamane sarire. This is from the Kathopanishad. In Bhagavad Gita, little bit change, same idea, same thing. So, na jayate mriyate va vipaschit. Instead of vipaschit, it is said kadachit. Na jayate mriyate va kadachit. In the next line, nayam kutaschit babuva kaschit. And in Gita, we find nayam bhutva bhavita vana bhuya. And the third and fourth line are the same. Ajo nitya sasvato yam purano na hanyate hanyamane sarire. Amogvak. It is said authoritatively, it is authentic, it is conviction, it is decided, it is infallible. You cannot refute it. We all have to accept it because it is Veda Vakya. Tatha atmana tishtata asya kuta prarabdha kalpana. So how can prarabdha be attributed to him who lives ever in identity with the Atman? We already have seen there is no prarabdha for Atman. Prarabdha is for the body. Prarabdha is for the body. So one who is identified and who is living as Atman, as a Brahman, where is prarabdha for such person? So prarabdha is a kalpana, imaginary talk. Slowly Shankaracharya is proving that there is no prarabdha. There is no prarabdha. In couple of verses he will say there is no prarabdha at all. Next.
Prarabdham siddhati tada.
Prarabdham siddhati tada.
Sada dehatmana sthitihi.
Yada dehatmana sthitihi.
Dehatma bhavo naiveshtah.
Dehatma bhavo naiveshtah.
Prarabdham tyajyatamatah.
Prarabdham tyajyatamatah.
Prarabdham siddhati tada. Yada dehatmana sthitihi. Dehatma bhavo naiveshtah. Prarabdham tyajyatamatah.
Yada dehatmana sthiti tada prarabdham siddhati. Yada, as long as dehatmana sthiti, one lives identified with the one's body, tada, so long, prarabdham siddhati, prarabdha is accepted. So long you are identified with the body, prarabdha is there. If you don't identify with the body, there is no prarabdha for you. Dehatma bhava naivaishta. So in the case of a jnani who is not identified with the body, it is not accepted. Ishta, it is not accepted. Prarabdha is not accepted for a jivan mukta. Why? Because he is not identified. Jnani is not identified with the body. A jnani is identified with the body. Prarabdham tajyatamatah. Therefore, the prarabdha should be rejected. Law. We started with prarabdha. Because we are seeing the effect, so there must be a cause. And slowly, slowly, slowly he is coming, that prarabdha is not there at all. But no one accepts that a man of realization ever identifies himself with the body. Hence, in his case, prarabdha should be rejected. So prarabdha is related to body. When there is no talk of body by jivan mukta, body is not, jivan mukta is not saying, I have got a body. He thinks body is different from me. It is like chaya. It is like a shadow. Therefore, the prarabdha should be rejected. Prarabdha is for dehatmavadi. He is strongly identified with the body. We are all strongly identified with the body. Therefore, we all have got the prarabdha. We all are ajnani. If after knowledge, identification still remains, it means knowledge has not happened. Even after getting the knowledge of the self, still we are identified with the body. That shows knowledge has not happened. Hence, prarabdha should not be accepted for the jivan mukta. It should be rejected. So, how Shankaracharya explained? What is the thought flow? So three types of karma, sanchit, agami, prarabdha, for ignorant, these three types are there. Sanchit, prarabdha and agami, all three types of karma are there for ajnani, for ignorant person. But jivan mukta wants to make all three karma to zero. And we have already seen, agami and sanchit, the moment, the doership end, all ends. And prarabdha is also... Prarabdha is controversial for us. We are ajnani. We think prarabdha is there. But slowly, slowly, Shankaracharya is saying that in the swadrishti of jivan mukta, there is no prarabdha. Paradrishti, others, ajnanis, they see there is a prarabdha for jnani. Swadrishti, in the drishti, in his understanding, of jivan mukta, he has got no prarabdha. But a jnani, they see he is suffering. So Shankaracharya is slowly trying to reject the prarabdha of jivan mukta, body also. Earlier we said body has got a prarabdha. Now Shankaracharya is going to prove that there is no prarabdha for body also. Are you ready? Next verse. Let me see. Gurudev says in 461, the scriptural truth quoted in verse number 60 is the sandwich between logical reasons. Since the body is product of the past action, it should continue to enjoying and suffering its fruit, and those who identify it with their bodies naturally continue to suffer. We identify, therefore we suffer. Jivan Mukta, he don't identify, he does not suffer. A man of perfection is one who has ended his misconception and is therefore not identifying. The difference between a Jivan Mukta and Agyani, between a Jnani and Agyani is, Jnani is not identified with the body, Agyani is identified with the body. So the tragedies and comedies of the body will not affect him since he is not identified. Very simple. If you touch the positive wire of electricity, if you touch, identify, you will get shock. If you don't touch, will you get shock? No. We all are touching the body. So we suffer. If we don't identify, we will not suffer. Shankar concludes here and commands us, give up the concept of all prarabdha working in case of man of perfection. Give up. Now he is coming and trying to prove, and he will prove, that there is no prarabdha for body also. Next verse.
Sharirasyapi prarabdha.
Sharirasyapi prarabdha.
Kalpana bhranti revahi.
Kalpana bhranti revahi.
Adhyastasya kutasattvam.
Adhyastasya kutasattvam.
Asatyasya kuto janihi.
Asatyasya kuto janihi.
Ajatasya kuto nashah.
Ajatasya kuto nashah.
Prarabdham asatah kutah.
Prarabdham asatah kutah.
Sharirasyapi prarabdha. Kalpana bhranti revahi. Adhyastasya kutasattvam. Asatyasya kuto janihi. Ajatasya kuto nashah, prarabdham asatah kutah.
Sarirasya api prarabdha kalpana bhranti evahi. Shankaracharya says to attribute prarabdha even to the body is decidedly an illusion. Arey Shankaracharya, you should have told this on the first verse itself. We are discussing prarabdha for through two lectures. Now you are saying there is no prarabdha for the body also? Shankaracharya said, let me prove there is no prarabdha for body also. Why? He said body is superimposed. Body is superimposed. Adhyastasya kuta satattvam, asattasya kuto jani. How can superimposed have any existence? How a superimposition can have any existence? Always remember, all our Upanishads, Bhagavad Gita and all the scriptures, they describe the Brahman and the whole world is adhyastha, superimposed. We have to negate the superimposition to arrive at the truth Brahman. Nutshell. You have heard this many times. There is a truth which is Brahman, and on that Brahman, the whole world is superimposed. If Brahman is not there, there cannot be this world. If rope is not there, there cannot be snake. Like the snake is superimposed on the rope, Same way, this body is also superimposed. Whole world, why body? Whole world is superimposed and Brahman. So what is this snake? Snake is an illusion. Snake is an illusion. Similarly, the body, the whole world is also illusion. So how can superimposition have any existence? Can this snake exist without rope? Can you see a snake without rope? Can there be a world without Brahman? No. Everything is superimposed on Brahman. Ajatasya kuta nasa. Then asatasya kuto jani. How can unreal have a birth? There is a snake. Can you tell me the date and time of birth of snake? Can I make a horoscope of that snake? Kitne din tak rahega? How long he will stay? Star, nakshatra and all that? Can you make a horoscope? No. So how can unreal have a birth? Asatasya kuto jani? That is asat. Snake is asat. Ajatasya kutah nasa, and how can that which is never born die? Cannot die. Prarabdham asatah kutah. So how can prarabdha function for something unreal? Therefore, there is no prarabdha. Khatam. In one verse, he said there is no prarabdha. So earlier we discussed the body is real and the cause of our body is karma. Now it is said body is adhyastha. Now he is saying body is adhyastha. And it is not adhar, it is not substratum. Who is substratum? Truth, reality. Brahman is the substratum. Body is superimposed on that. If you say, no, body is substratum on that, Atman is superimposed, what will happen? When the body perishes, then Atman also perishes, which is not acceptable to us. Ulta karke dekho. Body can perish, Atman will remain. Therefore, Atman is substratum. Body is superimposed. If you say, no, body is adhar, substratum, and Brahman is superimposed, body is giving existence to Brahman. If body dies, what will happen? Our Brahman will also disappear. That is not acceptable. So whatever is superimposed, it is not real. It is not real. Real means it will not stay for 3 period of time. Brahman is there for 3 period of time. Adhar is there for 3 period of time. But whatever is superimposed, it is not Sat. It is not Sat means it will not remain in 3 period of time. All 3 period, in the past, present and future, the whole world, my body. Body is superimposed on that Atman or Brahman. Brahman is there, it was there in the past, it is there in the present, it will remain in the future, but the body before birth was not there, and body after death will not be there. Therefore, body is not Sat. Body is not Sat. Can I say body is Asat, it is not there in 3 period of time? No, I can't say that also. Before birth it was not there, after death it will not be there, but in present the body is there. So I cannot say body as Sat, which stays in 3 period of time. I cannot say the body is Asat, which is not there in 3 period of time. Therefore, I call body as Mithya. Mithya means it stays for 1 period of time, limited period of time. Therefore, we give the word Mithya. The body is neither Sat nor Asat. Therefore, it is Mithya. It is an illusion. So illusion has no birth. Then how unborn can die and how there can be prarabdha for a thing which is neither born nor die? We have already seen the example of the snake on the rope. we cannot give the time of birth of snake on the rope. So prarabdha is accepted for the birth. Otherwise, we can't explain the birth of devata, man and animal. Unless we have got this prarabdha, we cannot explain. Our next birth can be an animal. Or as a devata, according to my karma. According to my karma. From the vyavaharik drishti, it has to be like this. But when it is determined that everything other than Brahman is mithya, when we have determined that everything other than Brahman is mithya, just now we proved. Anything of the world, whole world is mithya, because the world is for all limited in time. Whole world is limited in time. Our body is limited in time. Therefore it is mithya. Then there can be no operation of karma with reference to what is the product of adhyas due to ignorance, like silver on cell. Silver on cell. You are walking on the seashore, you saw silver shining. You thought it is silver. You picked it up, came home. Then you saw, it is calcium only. Where is the silver? So silver was superimposed. You cannot scrap out that silver and go to the silversmith, okay, you buy it. Buy. Lelo. You can't sell that silver. So what was that? It was just an appearance at that time. Similarly, the whole world is an appearance only. From the highest standpoint, there is no reality in the superimposition other than Brahman. Everything is mithya. That we have already understood very well. Other than Brahman, everything in this world is mithya. How will you prove? Brahman is alone the Sat. It was there, it is there, it will be there. And the whole world, before creation, it was unmanifest. During the creation, it is manifest now. After dissolution of the world, it will again unmanifest. My body, it was not there before birth. It will not be after death. It is present for 100 years. Therefore, it is not Sat. It is not Asat. Therefore, it is mithya. To prove the whole world is mithya, you have to first say the whole world is not Sat. Sat means it is limited in time. Before it came into existence, it was not there. Suppose a potter makes a pot. Before the pot was created, it was not there. After the pot breaks, it is not there. Therefore, pot, we cannot say Sat, existing all times in the past, present and future. Or we can't say the pot is Asat, it is not there in three period of times. That also we can't say. So anything which is neither Sat nor Asat is mithya. That we have to understand. Anything which is neither Sat nor Asat is mithya. So our body, can we say it is Sat? If you prove this body to be Sat, it becomes Brahman. Can you say it is Asat? It is not there at all? No, we can't say that also. Therefore, it is mithya. Okay. So what about this talk going on now? Can you explain? This is also mithya. This is also mithya. Brahman alone is real. Everything which is superimposed on Brahman, starting from body, everything is all mithya. All mithya. In our Nirvana Satkam, it comes, na me mrittu sanka, na me jati bheda, pita naiva me, naiva mata na janma. No pita, no mata, no mrityu, no jati, na bandhu, no bandhu, no mitra, guru naiva na sishya, no guru, no sishya. Lo. No. Who is there? Chidananda Rupa Siboham Siboham. Only Chidananda Rasuboham. Baki sab kuch nahi hai. This is from the highest standpoint. Nothing else is there. Naiva Guru, Naiva Shishya, kuch bhi nahi hai. Gurudev says, the superimposed snake is apparently visible only to a deluded observer. It is very well known that it has no reality. The play of the three bodies is but an illusion superimposed upon the self. All three bodies, gross body, subtle body and causal body, they are all superimposed on that Atman. This is illusion. So where is the reality for the body? Again, that which is unreal can never be born. The snake in the rope has no birthday. Agar pata lag jata, if we come to know that the birth date of snake is this, we will run to the pandit and find out how long this snake will remain. Kab marega ye? But there is no body. The body that is superimposed on Brahman cannot be said to have been born due to prarabdha. The ghost on the post was never born, so it can never die. The unborn is undying. The body that is never born has no death or decay. Birth and death of the body are both superimposition on the self. Summing up this argument, Shankar, with biting ridicule, asks, how can there be prarabdha for the unreal, which naturally is unborn and consequently non-existing? In short, the witty Acharya indicates that the prarabdha cannot be either for the self or for the body which is the not self. It can only be the imagination of the deluded perceiver. Law. So we started with the prarabdha, with the cause and effect. We said, yes, it is there. Then we said, it is prarabdha of the body, not of the Atman. Now he says the body is superimposed, and for the superimposed thing, for an illusory thing, there is no birth, no death. How can you connect prarabdha to such a thing? His body is like that, the snake on the rope. So slowly, 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 Shankaracharya has come to the conclusion that there is no prarabdha at all. You have to reflect on this. Then you will come. And how Shankaracharya has developed this, that is to be seen. One more we'll see.
Jnanena jnana karyasya.
Jnanena jnana karyasya.
Samulasya layo yadi.
Samulasya layo yadi.
Tishtatayam katham deha.
Tishtatayam katham deha.
Iti shankavato jadan.
Iti shankavato jadan.
Samadhatum baya drishtya.
Samadhatum baya drishtya.
Prarabdham vadati shrutihi.
Prarabdham vadati shrutihi.
Jnanena jnana karyasya samulasya layo yadi tishtatayam katham deha iti shankavato jadan samadhatum baya drishtya prarabdham vadati shrutihi.
Jnanena jnana karyasya samulasya layo yadi. Yadi, if. Jnanena, because of knowledge, what has happened? Ajnana karyasya, effect of ignorance, samulasya lay. Lay means the destruction. When knowledge happens, then the ignorance with its root. What is the root of ignorance? Ego. Ego is the root. So when knowledge happens, the ignorance with its root, ego also, is all destroyed. So now knowledge has happened to the man of wisdom. By that knowledge, ajnan and its effect are completely destroyed. So body is the result of ignorance. Body is the result of ignorance. Body is the result of vasanas. Vasana is nothing but ignorance. So body is the result of ignorance. By knowledge, Ajnana is gone. Then why this body is there? Then why this body? If the cause is destroyed, then the effect also should be destroyed. Is it not so? The cause of the body is Ajnana. Ajnana is destroyed by Jnana. Then why this body is still existing? Tishtati am katam dehe iti sankavat jadan. Jadan, fool, ignorant. Shankaracharya is saying. If you have got a question like this, then he says, you are jadan, you are ignorant, you are fool. Tishtati, it remains, I am katham. How this is staying, deha, iti sankavat. If you have got this doubt, if you entertain this doubt, ignorance is gone. So why this body is there? Samadhatum bahya drishtaya prarabdham vadati shruti. So Shruti says it is because of the prarabdha, bahya drishti, upar se samjhane ke liye hai. That's all. Really it is not there. And for whom it is? Jadan, ignorant. Gurudev said, Prakritan, Mandan. To satisfy this Shastra said, Prarabdha. As long as Prarabdha is there, body is there. But from the standpoint of realize, no Prarabdha. And since it is super, body is superimposed, it has got no birth and death. But if you are Jadan, if you are ignorant, then Shruti says, Prarabdha is there. Gurudev says, in this verse, the Acharya tried to explain why even the Upanishads discuss this concept of Prarabdha, working upon all bodies, including that of man of perfection. Why are we discussing Prarabdha? This is done only for a relative standpoint to quieten the foolish doubt of an ignorant student. Why Prarabdha is there? Oh, just to satisfy the starting point. But if you, as Shankaracharya is showing the path, discussing slowly, step by step, and proves the Prarabdha is not at all there. Not at all there. The student sees the body of the master continuously functioning in the world, and naturally therefore he feels that the master continues living because of it Prarabdha. Little does he understand that from the lofty panoramic vision of the master, there is no body. That he is but the pure self, the witness of all. From the standpoint, there is no body of the world. Ask rope, have you created snake? Are you seeing snake? Rope will say, no, I have not created snake. I have not created snake. Ask Brahman, have you created this world? No. It is superimposed by you. How long is the world? So long your mind is there. In the Jagrat Avastha, mind is active. You have created the world. In the dream state, it is the mind is subconscious. You have created the dream world. In deep sleep, mind is not there. There is no world. There is no world. Thus the Upanishads compromise and condense to accept the concept of Prarabdha for a man of realization only to help the dull ones. Gurudev says that those who are dull, ignorant, for them this is there, the concept of Prarabdha. Who are still living in the realms of the plurality, this is given out only from a relative aspect, Vahya Drishtaya. From the absolute point of view, there is no Prarabdha for the perfected man, for he is one with the Brahman. There are a couple of more verses on Prarabdha. One more verse. Then after that, the next topic comes. There is no plurality. Oh.
purnamidam purnat purnamudachyate purnasya purnamadaya purnameva vasishyate. Om shanti shanti shantihi. Hari Om Sri Gurubhyo Namaha. Hari Om.